Miami mayor candidates make final pitches to voters. Miami's two choices for mayor made their final pitches to voters as the countdown to the December 9th runoff neared its end. After 3 days of early voting on December 5th through December 7th, as well as opportunities for mail-in voting, the choice between retired Colonel Emilio Gonzalez, former city manager, and former Miami-Dade County Commissioner Eileen Higgins will be made. Both candidates spent the last day before making one final bid to the voters. "We talked to voters about the challenges ahead and the need for change in Miami," Gonzalez said in a post on X on December 8th. "Residents are tired of the same politics giving us the same results. Residents left behind." He listed End Corruption, Bold Property Tax Reform, and Family First Agenda as his priorities. While the mayoral race is officially nonpartisan, both major political parties have staked their claim, with Republicans supporting Gonzalez and Democrats backing Higgins. But there is also a significant number of voters who are not part of either faction. Non-party affiliated voters cannot be ignored, and recent trends show they lean right of center, Gonzalez's campaign told the Epoch Times. "We take nothing for granted. This will be a close race. We are engaged with the community, and their hard work, enthusiasm will help us get Emilio Gonzalez across the finish line tomorrow." Higgins has also taken a people before party approach, highlighting the fact that she previously represented a district with a portion of right-leaning Little Havana. "I have been a Democrat serving in a primarily Republican district, and all I have done is work for the people," she said. State and federal level lawmakers offered up their endorsement have also voiced their support for their candidate over the past few days. "Democracy works best when we show up," former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner said on X on December 8th. "Head to the nearest voting site and make your vote count. Vote Emilio Gonzalez for City of Miami Mayor." Gonzalez also earned the endorsement of President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg shared his support for Higgins. "Eileen has spent years showing up for this community," he said in a message on X posted on December 5th by the Florida Democratic Party. "Eileen has fought for more affordable housing, better transit, and safer neighborhoods. If she wins, she will be the first Democratic mayor the city has seen in nearly 30 years. We are on the verge of making history," the state's Democratic Party said in another post on X at the start of early voting. "Democrat Eileen Higgins can become the first woman mayor in Miami history and first Democrat to hold the seat since the 1990s. The Associated Press contributed to this report.